Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 5 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to
Luzzo's Ristorante Italiano.
I met up with
Eric Marcizek,
and I ordered
12-inch mozzarella di bufala. So we are now at Luzzo's Ristorante Italiano and coal oven pizza, and it's on the corner of 13th Street and 1st Avenue. And I am with
Eric Marcizek.
Let's go get some pizza.
Okay.
Sure. Some salad?
So we want two 12-inch pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the mozzarella di bufala,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is a funghi.
Funghi, right?
Funghi with the buffalo cheese also.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're okay with water?
Yeah, we're good with water.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. Gotta record the order placing.
So I'm looking at this pizza, and I see that it's coal fire, and you can see that because on the tips of the crust, it's like charred in just the most delicious way, and the sauce and basil leaves and fresh mozzarella cheese looks so enticing. I want to eat it, but I figure I should do an initial account of it beforehand. I'm also going to probably have a slice of Eric's, and he has mushroom on his, and it looks like some pretty good mushroom. It's a pretty good placement of the mushroom, wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like fresh mushroom, which is nice.
Yeah. It's not like just right out of a can. It's like, you know, fresh. And looks like it's kind of runny. The cheese is kind of runny, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Some of the toppings tend to be pushed towards the center, but I'm looking forward to that. The pizza looks pretty good. I think it's fine just the way it is. We'll find out if it's fine just the way it is.
Sean, you should probably, if you go on a date with a girl, you should probably bring her here for the date. Not that bad, $20 a person, pretty much, roughly.
I thought it was absolutely delicious. I couldn't believe I think it was the olive oil that might have made the difference, because the sauce was spectacular. I tend to really like sauce.
Okay.
And I think that the sauce with the buffalo mozzarella cheese, mm-hmm. and what did you say, buffalo mozzarella cheese?
That comes from water buffaloes, if you actually believe that. It comes from a milk from water buffaloes.
Well, it's fresh mozzarella, and it's really, it's like, I don't know if this is because of the olive oil or if it's because of the water buffalo, mm-hmm. but it's like a moist mozzarella cheese. It's not quite as a solid as mozzarella cheese tends to be, and I prefer it.
And then you combine that with the coal brick oven.
Oh man.
Heating oven and the cooking ovens.
Coal fire brick oven.
Yeah.
Definitely my favorite. Right. It's a different level of pizza, you know?
And you can taste the difference.
How did you hear about this place? Did you just have one?
Probably in the intro I mentioned, this place I walked by several times because my ex-girlfriend, a woman that I dated for about a year, lived right around the corner, and she never ate pizza. She just didn't react well to just tomatoes and sauce and the crust and everything like that. So she always had like an allergic reaction to pizza, if you believe that. So I always walked by here, and I always wanted to go here, but never really got the chance because I would have been eating alone.
Oh.
So now that I have Sean Taylor and Pizza Month combined have given me the opportunity to come here and be thoroughly pleased with my $20-ish pizza with tip.
And you have since now learned something that, like, if a girlfriend doesn't eat pizza,
you break
it off right away. Yeah.
Unless I have an allergic reaction to pizza, then she'd be okay to date, I guess, or whatever.
I think it would still be a deal breaker.
Right.
I mean, pizza is good, and this pizza here is really good.
She lives around the corner from one of the best places to get pizza in New York, and she can't enjoy it. That's a sad life.
But you moved on, right?
I totally moved on. She totally dumped me via email. I'm, you know, I cried a lot, but now I'm a lot stronger and happy that I'm able to move forward.
Well, speaking of happy, I'm not sure if the reason why I'm happy is because the pizza is so good, or because our Mets, right. New York Mets, happen to be on in the distance and leading 1-0 in the fifth inning.
And somebody's getting intentionally walked.
Oh, to load the bases. Looks like.
Oh, this is good. Well,
that bodes well.
Hopefully there's a good outcome to all of this.
Yeah, and there's one out.
Hopefully and they'll pitch in for a while.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Now they better convert because I'm already recording this.
Right.
Well, we were both Mets fans. How long have you been a Mets fan?
Since 1986. So I guess it's 20 years that I've been a Mets fan. So, and I'm 28 now, so when I was 8 years old.
And you are from New York City?
Yes, I'm from Flushing, so I pass by Shea Stadium every day of my life, going to work.
So. Very lucky, because this year especially,
yeah,
they had a good team, and if they got a good team for next year, too. It's not like one of those, like, they constructed the team,
and
now this is it or never.
That's long-term planning, so I'm a happy Mets fan.
So, thank you, Eric Marszczak, for coming in and meeting me for pizza.
Well, you're welcome, Sean Taylor. I'm happy to make this, 5 years now of eating
pizza
with you in October?
You are the second member of the five-year club.
Right.
You and Andy Butterworth so far, the only two people.
And does you live with Andy now, or no?
I used to.
You used to, right.
Yeah.
But you work with him, so.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm one of those people that have hung on.
Yeah. Well, it's an elite club.
Yeah.
It's just... only to me. I'm in the club too. I've been doing it.
No,
for
you're
years.
Yeah. Have you ever had your cholesterol rating checked?
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.